This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And all too sad, police looking for answers in California. A shooting that left four people dead, including, sadly, a nine-year-old boy whose mother was trying to protect him. Meanwhile, a 17% rise in the amount of COVID cases, while 99.6 million people have been vaccinated. Who's winning the war, the vaccine or the variants? And to boot, infrastructure, but will it be funded? And who's footing the bill? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just another day in the world as we know it, a giant soap opera. Sometimes we have the happy ending and sometimes we crash. I want to start with perhaps some very optimistic news. As sports goes, so does society. Whether you're a sports fan or not, just look in history. Go back in your history books and look at sports and look at culture and look at some of the things that have happened in the nation. So Major League Baseball's opening day did a lot to remind us of the coronavirus's durability, but it also went off in some other areas without a hitch, which, again, is the world that we live in. I like what Nationals manager Dave Martinez said. It's still here. As I said in spring training, we're still in the midst of the pandemic, and people need to take this seriously. They do. All I can say is be safe, continue to wear your mask, and let's play ball. I agree. Let's play ball. And in Washington, of course, so one of the things that did happen is that three Washington Nationals tested positive on the eve of the opener, with another player's test still in question, but that postponed a primetime game against the New York Mets that was slated for TV. It is about flexibility. That's how you survive in this world. We can do more than we think. We don't have to just hope, but we still have to be alert. And if we have to move and shake in a couple of different directions and we figure out a way to walk together, we will survive. We will. We'll thrive again in these United States and in the world as we know it. I think the 100 million vaccines is a good thing. I think the COVID cases up 17% is not. I think the surge in Michigan is, of course, alarming. I think that the botched doses of the J&J vaccine, the 15 million, not good. I think a woman being injected with an empty syringe, not good. I think an 8-year-old getting, oops, accidentally a COVID shot, not good. So there certainly are some depressing things that have stood in our way when it comes to this elusive virus, right? But on a positive note, people still, again, are finding a way to live, are finding a way to get it done by gathering in smaller groups and still doing the social distancing and finding a way to make it happen. As we turn toward the summer and spring months, I guess spring first, the good news is it won't be as heavy, we hope, with the virus as it is in the winter, because the summer months should be, it should help us a little bit, again, if we can get to this herd immunity, if we can get to that. Very, very sad to see what happened in California. You know, I am so tired of being barraged by these shootings. And while we're watching on pins and needles with what's going on in the Chauvin trial in Minneapolis, you know, then we look over our shoulder and we're seeing what happened in another part of the country, in California. And not a lot of explanations now at this point, but a man going in with a gun to do something nefarious and ruin lives, both personal connections and business connections affected by this. But the bottom line is four people are dead, and there was a little boy that was in the middle of that, just 9 years old. And whenever it's a kid, boy, it just really gets you in that California shooting. And all over Twitter, people are talking about this, and all over social media and everywhere else. And I say that this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. So the suspect who killed the four people, including the boy in Orange, California, at a business complex, had those relationships, what I call the PNP, professional and personal, like I mentioned. The primary motive they're trying to unravel this, they think, is related to business, especially that it certainly wasn't a random act of violence. And the shooter definitely had the people that he wanted to gun down in his sights. Amedab Gonzalez was his name, 44 years old. And he is in the hospital. He's in critical but stable condition. They've already said in California they want to go for the death penalty if he survives that. But when the police arrived, the boy was found in the courtyard. He was the son of one of the victims who worked at the business. And, of course, again, it's about confirming the relationships. The gates, this was the sick and twisted part, the gates to the complex were locked from the inside. So there was five calls to 911, the first at 5:30 in the evening. When they got there, shots were being fired inside the business complex. But if anyone was trying to escape, they couldn't, and just like the officers, they couldn't enter the building's courtyard because the gates on both the north and south sides had been locked from the inside with a bicycle-type sort of cable lock. And by the time they get in, the damage had been done, and the bodies were found. So they're investigating more as to what possibly led to this, but, you know, they're looking for the death penalty. Already have said that it's he's eligible for the death penalty, and they're going to push for the death penalty. And boy, it's been a long time since we've heard that, because California has a moratorium in effect for its death penalty under an executive order signed by Governor Gavin Newsom in March of 2019. But because of what happened and the multiple victims, they can push for that. And it won't bring anyone back, but how tragic and awful for all of those families connected to the people who were killed there. In the mailbag, many of you had plenty to say about the Chauvin trial, how you're handling COVID, whether you are going to really get the vaccine or not, and a few other odds and ends. We're headed there now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Yeah, we didn't have to dig too far to hear from you and you and, oh, that tall guy in the back. Let's jump right in. Just a quick reminder, 24/7, you can shoot me your thoughts. Kate is katedelaneyradio.com. Hey, coming up, in our next hour, we have a great mic drop. Bzzz, I'm just going to say that. I wish I could tell you the mic drop, but you got to listen. You got to listen for it. And also, we're going to go to the man cave in this hour. And, you know, this is a big religious week. Christians celebrating. Of course, we had Passover a few days ago. And we're going to talk to a guy who's written a book called The Ring. With so much going on with COVID, especially Revelations is on a lot of people's minds. And he did a fictionalized story that's really interesting. His name is Daniel Harry, and we'll talk to him coming up a little bit later this hour. But let's go to this one from Al, listening to us in California. Kate, I am so sick of Gavin Newsom. I have to tell you, at one point in my life I was a Democrat. Then I turned Republican because I was sick of what was happening in California, how it was anything goes, and we were all being bled. What middle class? Are you kidding? You get taxed to death, especially if you own a business. I'll pay my fair share, but it's outrageous some of the things that have happened to my wonderful home state. I'm actually thinking of moving, and I absolutely signed the petition to have a recall of this governor. But part of the problem is, I think, so much of this vitriol that's out there of vaccine, not vaccine, anti-vaxxer, conspiracy theory, afraid of the side effects. You said it one night on your show. I just don't understand how any, and I am now a Republican, I just don't understand how anyone could think that the virus is a hoax. I think the people who think the virus is a hoax believe in the boogeyman because there are dead people. You cannot deny it. You say the numbers. You talk about the infected. This is serious, people, and we have to rely on each other because if nobody got the vaccine, well, hell, we'd be in a leaking boat and we'd all drown. It's already sad to see the people who have lost their lives. So for this Easter, I am praying that people get some sense and get vaccinated. Well, you know, we're saying the same thing there. Okay, let's go to this one. This is Joe in New Orleans. And Joe says, Kate, vax or not vax, I do like the fact that you say we do have freedom in the United States. That's why it is the greatest country on the face of the earth. And if people don't want to be vaccinated, man, forcing them to shove a needle into their arm is not the way to go. I think in looking at the statistics, it'd be the smart thing to do. And I have to tell you, I was not on board with the vaccine at all. I listened to a lot of my friends and their conspiracy theories, some of them far-fetched and some of them not necessarily far-fetched. I don't like the idea of a vax document or any of that. But I cannot consciously allow my family to be potential victims of this virus. Therefore, we have all been vaccinated. And trust me, there were two little ones, meaning younger children who are of age, who are grown, who really didn't want to do it. And we had a family meeting, and they came along and decided that they would do it too as well, because we want to be able to celebrate birthdays, births, and other things that are happening, the Christmas holidays again, and Easter together. And how could we ever do that if we don't do something to fight back? And that's what it's about, people fighting back. All right, I like that. It's about fighting back, hashtag. Yeah, absolutely. All right, you can weigh in. Tell me your thoughts on vax or not vax. I gave you the address, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. This one is from Pam, who says, hi, Kate. I am looking at what's happening in the sports world with baseball coming back and with the fact that we just got through a successful, I say we in the United States, just got through a pretty successful football season not too long ago. And it seems as though if you test and test and test and you follow the protocols, that baseball, the fabric of our lives at one point, may bring us back to something more normal through the summer. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, right? And it is interesting. Like, here we are again in the baseball season. So there are games that are happening right now, and there's games that are final. It was opening day, and my Phillies beat Atlanta 3-2. Colorado knocked around the world champion Dodgers 8-5. Pittsburgh beat Chicago 5-3. Just a couple of those finals. But anyway, and in a lot of the stadiums, of course, there weren't people there. In many cases, it's about super, super small amounts and spacing and the distancing and all of that, and trying to make it work. Now, Texas is going against the grain. The Rangers, of course, are opening the stadium on opening day wide. It doesn't mean that 43,000 people will be there, because they got all kinds of availability for tickets, which never in a normal season would you be able to just get opening day tickets. So it might not be a full boat anyway, as I call it, at the stadium. We'll see if it is or not. The president was very critical of Texas doing that. And there were some others, too, that thought it wasn't the right thing to do with where we are in the pandemic. Okay, we move to this one from Sam, who says, hi, Kate. Tragedy, what happened in California. When you think of a 9-year-old kid, boy, and somebody must have been full of hate to do whatever it was he did, whether it was personal, whether it was professional, whether it was whatever it was, killing is not the answer. So often it's a crime of passion, or it's that moment of flash anger that sets somebody on a crash course for disaster that not only destroys so many others' lives, but their own life. And cooler heads, if they could just prevail, then we also wouldn't have some of these gun arguments that we're constantly forced to have because of these nut jobs who ruin people's lives. Hear, hear. Yep. Take a time out. Take a deep breath. Everybody, listen, has raise your hand if anybody has done something to you where you were furious and felt like you wanted revenge, even for a second, right? That's human. That's being human. But some people are sick and twisted, too. So there's the one side of the scale, and there is no excuse for that horrific massacre. Locking them in, that's how he wanted to kill. And that's exactly what he did. I mean, he locked them in. So there was no way they were running out. There was no way that they could find their way free. All right, this one is from Ray, and Ray says, I'm listening to you in Iowa. I love the shouts out to us Iowans, and we are happy to have you, Kate Delaney. I have to tell you that I got the Pfizer vax, for better or worse, and I found out today that it's pretty effective for, I guess, at least 6 months. So now you think of these variants, and that's pretty scary. There's nothing, I guess, that's 100%, right? Using my words, yes. Is anything 100%? Well, it's 90% effective for 6 months, yes. And it protects against the South African variant, according to the study that they just were able to do, because they had the trials going on, and after people had gotten their second dose, they watched to see what happened. The good news is there were no serious safety concerns. There were some short-term side effects, fatigue, sore arm, you know, that kind of thing. But the key thing is this, is, okay, you get the shot in your arm, what does it mean? How are you covered? Supposedly all of them keep you from being on a ventilator because you wouldn't be hospitalized. You could get really sick and be home and feel badly. You know, that could happen. But you would not be to the point of, we got to take you to the hospital. So that's the key. So far, this is what we're seeing in the results of these studies. Because they're still, let's face it, I mean, we are all guinea pigs. We are. You can't deny that, because this was fast-tracked, and they're just getting more mountains of data as more people get vaccinated, right? Hey, we're headed to the man cave. What's happening with Hoop? We're going to talk about that and a few other things as well.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In his first official full cabinet meeting, President Biden told various secretaries,
"We've got a lot of business to do, get done."
The president also named 5 members of the cabinet to take the lead in explaining the administration's jobs plan.
Working with my team here in the White House, these cabinet members will represent me in dealing with Congress, engage the public in selling the plan, and help work out the details as we refine it and move forward.
A company which is used by Johnson & Johnson to produce their coronavirus vaccine has been cited many times by the FDA for major problems, such as poorly trained employees, cracked vials, and black mold found around the facility. Johnson & Johnson says an unknown quantity of vaccines were recently rejected. This is USA Radio News. Emotional testimony in the courtroom from Courtney Ross, who was George Floyd's girlfriend. She discussed their mutual drug use and struggles with opioid addiction.
There was a time in March when you knew he was back to using pills, is that right?
I thought his behavior had changed.
The defense saying that drugs played a role in Floyd's death. Ross testified that Floyd overdosed and was hospitalized 2 months prior to his death. President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comert.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure. What this is another liberal wish list.
Both appeared on Fox. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Man cave, man cave.
It's great to hear some music, though. Thanks, Andy. We are in the man cave, also the woe man cave, because everybody's welcome here, right? So baseball started opening day in baseball. Very strange. Miguel Cabrera hit his first home run of the Major League Baseball season, but slid into second base. Why? Because there was snow. That's why. He thought it was a double because of the snow. Hey, Miggy. No, that was a home run. Get up. Keep running. At 31 degrees with snow, the Detroit Tigers hosted Cleveland. What a crazy opening day. You know, other places it was sunny, 70 degrees, somewhere, you know, in that neighborhood. It's the funniest thing to see it, too, because it was his 350th home run as a Tiger and the first of the 2021 Major League Baseball season. Who would have predicted that, it's snowing, right? Interesting day because one of the best coaches of all time is done. He was Michael Jordan's coach, Roy Williams, 70 years old, 33 seasons, 903 wins. Woohoo! As the Tar Heels coach. Boy, that'd be hard to step away from that, wouldn't it? Revered. I mean, are you kidding? Absolutely. I mean, he's already been inducted into the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame. He's won multiple national titles. And I guess he's probably reached a point in his career where maybe it's time to just chillax a little bit. But he is the brand. He's part of that brand, UNC. No question about that. I mean, that is a very big legacy and some very big shoes to fill. I mean, he won 400 games at two different schools, though. First at Kansas, then at North Carolina. So that's where you get that 903. Yeah, and it's immediate, you know. So that's a big, big void in the coaching ranks, right? It's crazy too that it's surprising in a sense because last month's loss to Wisconsin and the first round of the NCAA tournament would double as the final game of his incredible career. But you can't always go out on the highest of high notes. But, you know, listen, he's going to be 71 in August. One of the greatest coaches. It's pretty clear. Where do they turn next? I'm not sure where they turn next. That's pretty tough. And like I said, let me clarify. Michael Jordan played at North Carolina. Michael Jordan played at North Carolina. Well before the big RW. And it's crazy. I mean, again, what a storied career. I mean, he's got great stories to tell about hoop too. I had a chance in my career to talk to him. I think I talked to him once and then once on air and then once had a casual conversation. And he's very, very interesting to talk basketball with. Of course he's interesting to talk basketball with because he knows it oh so well. And here we are right in the middle of March Madness. Yeah. So there you go. And speaking of March Madness, oh, the storylines that are left to watch as to who's surviving. Is your bracket alive? Do you even have a bracket? Do you even care about brackets? I think it's kind of a little of this and a little of that. So let me set you up for what's happening on Saturday. On Saturday, you have Houston. This is the Final Four. You have Houston and Baylor. How about that? Two Texas teams. So Baylor, a one seed, Houston, a two seed. And then you have UCLA and Gonzaga. And Gonzaga, I mean, two West Coast teams, Gonzaga, Washington, and UCLA, California. I don't think many people predicted that. I liked Baylor, and I liked them to go pretty far. I didn't have Houston going as far as they did. I liked UCLA well enough, but I had Alabama in the middle of all that. And Gonzaga, I liked to win the whole thing. In their game against UCLA, they are a 14-point favorite. Now, on the Texas side of things, Baylor is just a 5-point favorite. 5-point favorite. Wow. Crazy that it's come down to this. I think all these teams, I mean, look, you had a 1 and a 2 seed. The highest seed that got into the Final Four is UCLA. And, of course, this is all being played at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis because they played March Madness, this tournament, which evaporated last year because of COVID, in different facilities in Indianapolis, which was a very, very, I think, smart thing to do, and it seemed to work pretty well. So that's the good news there. And the good news is that we do have a Final Four, if you will. My pick still is the same thing. I think Gonzaga. I think they win it. But you ask any of those other teams, and of course it's hoop and anything can happen. I hope it's incredible basketball. I mean, I hope we see some incredible basketball. The first game between Houston and Baylor tips at 5:14 Eastern, and then the night game is at 8:34 Eastern with UCLA and, of course, Gonzaga, as I said. We go from college hoops to pro hoops for a second. And, boy, you ask those guys, and they all have opinions, too, by the way. Because some of them, it's their alma mater, so they talk about that and what they think's happening, and they're asking for scores because all the years I covered the NBA, that's what would happen during this time. So it's pretty interesting to see that. The thing that's happening in the NBA is just okay. We're moving along, and we're moving along in a non-bubble, and we're going along okay. I mean, it's clicking along. the trade deadline. You know, what happens after the trade deadline? That's what the biggest thing is to watch, I think, with the NBA and then ultimately the draft and what happens there. If you looked at the scoreboard and you looked at some of the scores as to who's doing what, where, in the NBA, full slate. I mean, Thursday's usually a hot night. So heading into the weekend, the 76ers, who are 33-15, beat up on the Cavaliers. Just not the team they were. 114-94 was the final score in that one. Shake Milton, who's a special guard for Philly, with 27 points, 5 boards, and 4 assists. Another of the interesting matchups, I think, I mean, as far as teams that are really pulling away, looking at the Nuggets and the Clippers, I saw some highlights from that. That was a very tight game that the Nuggets pulled out. 101-94 was the final score, and you had Kawhi Leonard, who, for the Clippers, who had 24 points, 12 boards, but not enough at the end where, you know, the Nuggets, again, just had poured too much in, especially in that first quarter where they outscored the Nuggets and then added on to that. By the time they were at the halfway point, they had a big enough lead on them, a double-digit lead. So Jamal Murray with 23 points, 8 boards, and a couple of assists for him, too. It's funny that not as much in the conversation, although they certainly are still a competitive team and can't be counted out, but the Warriors, because, of course, like other teams, they, in the last couple of years, have re-racked some players. The Heat beat them 116-109. Steph Curry, always fun to watch, 36 points, 11 boards, 3 assists, undeniably skilled no matter what's going on in his world. And the Warriors are 23-24 right now, but the Heat got the better of them in that matchup. And then with the NFL, of course, just like the NBA eventually coming up, of course it's further down the line from the NBA, is the draft. What's going to happen? Who's going to go where? Who's making a move? Who made a move to try to get something higher in the draft, get something better in the draft? And so now there's also the idea, because it's actually happened. Now there's going to be a 17-game season. There's a lot of conversation about that, and that's looking like that for sure gets the stamp of approval. So 17 games. The NFL rule changes, they talked about some possible changes, and it includes more video reviews, which would mean longer games, wouldn't it? But the competition committee has endorsed 6 potential rule changes for the 2021 season. Oh, if we were sitting around the man cave, this would be something to argue about, including a proposal that would expand the scope of information that replay officials can provide to on-field officiating crews, so what they can tell them. So the change would fall short of calls for adding an 8th official, because they have sometimes they call them a sky judge, but it would give referees a new resource to make a more accurate call without needing a formal review. So any team can propose a new rule, and the league sent out a list of rule or byline change proposals. All require votes from at least 24 owners for the approval. It's rare for one to pass without competition committee endorsement, because that doesn't usually happen. So this one might pass. There were some others that were interesting. The elimination of overtime in preseason games. Why drag that out? That might go, too. All right, we're shutting the door to the man cave, and we're going to go to Daniel Harry coming up on the flip side to talk about his book, The Ring.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Daniel Harry joins us now. He's in our virtual green room, and he's written a book called The Jesus Ring. Perfect timing when you think of what's happening now with Easter, etc. And the meaning of the book and the message of this book is so fascinating and so important. So, Daniel, you and I had a great off-air conversation. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So tell us about Jesus Ring. Tell us about the Jesus Ring and what it is for people who don't know.
Basically, the Jesus Ring is a modern-day take on items that show up in the Book of Revelation in the Bible. And it's a fictional story about modern-day times and events that basically happen in Revelation that have been foretold thousands of years ago.
What made you decide to come up with this? How did you come up with this tale?
Well, I was fishing one morning in Galveston Bay, probably late summer of 2019, and it was early enough to watch the dawn turn from, gray to full sunrise, and it was beautiful, and mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. The fish are feeding, the bait jumping, the saltwater predators fed. Egrets, pelicans, seagulls, they all getting their breakfast. The water was calm and clear. And there were a couple of dolphins surfing on the channel close to where the boat was anchored. Yeah, while I enjoyed the beauty of the sunrise and nature at work, I thought about the miracles we see every day but didn't recognize. Foolish thoughts and some not so foolish. Like, are there any other God's creation that can marvel at the beauty I was seeing that morning? Do the pelicans have the same acceleration as I did at the sight of something beautiful and spectacular? And then the thought occurred to me, this is not going to last. The end of times has been foretold in the Bible and the Book of Revelation and it's been told, foretold by Matthew, Mark, Timothy, Luke, John, Daniel. Matthew had warned us to watch and be ready. The apocalypse is inevitable, and once started, my days of peacefully enjoying a sunrise may be over. I'm not a fatalist, but I am a firm believer in the Bible, including the parts that states that God's message and Jesus' message will be changed by people that are all unscrupulous and unstable, untaught. To me, this means that there are people that purposefully will change the written scripture and teach parts of the scripture to their own design and purpose. Anyway, we're starting to see the events that were forecast that will eventually lead to Armageddon. You know, wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in places that never quaked before, and that far from any tectonic plates, volcanoes that had become inactive, that have been inactive and have become active after thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of years. The unrest, the world unrest, you know, famine, diseases that I've never seen before. Those, among others, you know, have all been predicted. And with those thoughts in mind, I decided to try my hand at a novel to try to follow the current events that resemble trials and tribulations of Revelation, hence the Jesus ring.
Yeah, and in the book, you talk about this ancient ring that washes up onto the sand and the shells of the Florida shoreline, and I can relate to that. And you talk about a young American veteran struggling with PTSD, finding the ring and putting it on his finger. And we don't want to give away the whole story, but it's fascinating where you took us. Tell us a little bit about Peter and what he's like.
Peter is a basically a modern day veteran from the Gulf Wars and Afghanistan, and he basically has PTSD, and he has to take all the medications and stuff, and basically leaves him a drooler until he finds the ring, and the ring heals immediately, and it gives him a direct link with God. And basically, he can talk to him, have conversations directly with him. And it starts from there. The ring basically will change him not only mentally, but also physically. You know, it cures all of his problems, all of his diseases. But now it has put him on the trail for an adventure, basically, because he will be the first apostle. And in essence, he is not necessarily the white, you know, the pale horse rider, but he triggers the events of the pale horse in the Bible.
Wow. All right. We don't want to give too much away. Again, it's fascinating how you said it, how you take the story, and it's a modern day tale. What do you hope, Daniel, that people do take away from reading the book?
Well, for one thing, it is a good read, and also that there's, that basically the predictions do follow a lot of what's going on in the world right now. I took some liberties with, the science fiction. Of course, all science is fictional until science proves it, and it becomes science fact.
Right.
All of the science that I mentioned in the Jesus ring is theoretically feasible. You know, the warping space, molecular rearrangement of food and other objects, and the healing of certain types of light rays. You know, the science just hadn't caught up with the fiction part yet. So I did take some other liberties with evolution. I never believed that humankind evolved from dinosaurs, so I made the dinosaurs a food source for Satan and his minions. When the dinosaurs were gone and humankind reached the social advancement to understanding the need for prayer and devotion to God, the non-believers became Satan's primary food.
Ooh, that sounds like what a plot that you weaved in this. So, Daniel Harry, the book is called The Jesus Ring. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right, so you think about this time of year, because we are in the, you know, in past Palm Sunday and into the Easter weekend, and this is a very, very big week. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about his book, where he said he took some liberties and it just came to him, and then he decided to write it. So interesting stuff from Daniel Harry. You can pick that up on Amazon. And here we are at the tail end of yet another hour. Can you believe it? It flew by. It flew by. And a couple of quick headers for you as we head for the exits. And it includes that, you know, we look at the shots that have been given, the CDC's guidance for the vaccine, the variants, life during the pandemic, and what has happened with families. Some families really growing closer because, you know, you're spending so much time together. I think that this is one of those weeks, whatever it is that you celebrate, that, and probably Daniel would agree with this, that you think about what you're grateful for. What are you grateful for, having gone through what we are all in the middle of, where some people have lost people close to them? You know, we're at however many deaths now, 550,000 deaths from COVID-19, and how you rearranged what had to happen with your family and what happened in your neighborhood and how many communities really came together. I'm so impressed by, I shouldn't say impressed, that's the wrong word, so optimistic, and not that I haven't been, but in looking at what's happened at the food banks, just incredible what we've seen, the great work by so many people that, and a lot of churches have done that, where they've pulled together anything they could to be able to give people that extra leg up, so to speak. And so much of that was, again, centering around people who really, really needed food to feed their family. So think about what you are grateful for. I'm grateful for all of you, this audience, listening and responding. You can always respond to us 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.